Never.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bring in the news to your ears?
This is the place for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power.
Bring in the news to your ears.
On your opinion matters.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul. This is Janice Jackson, and we got an exciting show for you today. Today on My Gospel Soul, we will be interviewing Prodigal Son. Now, even if Prodigal Son is set to show up, I guess, at 4:15, but even if he doesn't, we have his music. He is a very busy man, and we are thankful for him even taking out the time to be able to do our show. Now, we also want to let you know that we have some awesome shows coming up for you next week. We have L.A. Will. He's from Louisiana, and he's definitely showing up. He's definitely going to give us an interview. He's definitely got some of his new music. We also have, matter of fact, let me start you off with a song by Prodigal Son called Angel.
And when I first heard this beat, I was like, whoo. But more importantly, God spoke to me and told me that it was a
certified hit.
And instantly my heart heard it, my mind heard it, my spirit felt it. And I did my best to add words to it, it went something like this.
Here we go.
This song got one theme. I got an angel that got two wings. Whenever I'm in danger, it's there for me. Tell my baby don't cry, I'll be there before she sleeps. But if I die, I'll be there in her dreams. I'ma try to fly to the sky. I promised my mama that I would win and not try, not lose. I would try to do all I can before I die. I can do anything with God when I'm inspired, except retire. I'm alright though, cause I got an angel that's keeping me safe. All I need is two wings to veil my feet, two wings to veil my face. And I'm saying two wings to fly away. Oh, that's all I can say. When I make it through another day, I call on God, I kneel down and pray. I'm looking for you, Lord, I'ma seek your face, and I will not turn away. I know you sent me watch over me and my family. Really, y'all, when I first heard this beat, God spoke to me for real and told me it was a
certified hit.
Spoke to my heart, mind, and spirit. And me being a human that I was, I questioned God. I said, well, God, if it's that, then give me the words to make it that. You know what he said? Go ahead and do the song. I'm like, who, me? But how could I go wrong with G-O-D? How could I walk the wrong street with him in the lead? How could I die in my sleep with angels at my feet? Me, I'ma talk to him, open up my mouth to him. God gave me my son, now I give my son to him. See, I ain't worried about my son to son.
I'm the minister, like, how you doing? I know critics listening in, like, how he doing? I tell him, go on, man, he got control. Like the Nile scientists can't figure my flow. See, this ain't just for the Christians, this is for the globe. Cause everybody got an angel watching on your soul. Have you ever been whole? You ever been broke? Your body ever been sore? Your mind ever been slow? Confused that you didn't know which way to go? I'm telling y'all because I've been there before, but I know that God was there and I had me in angel to watch over me and my family. You know what else? I know. What else? I know that this was
certified.
God told me. Like the song say, God said it and I believe it. But it's the third verse, I'm finna get serious with y'all. You know it's time to get spiritual. Cause I'ma get it, you demons who wanna leave me critical. Lucifer, you can't tempt me lest God say use me, son. So when you test me, I'll be ready for your schooling, bruh. Guess it's a lesson God knew I needed tutored for. When he come, I'll be ready for his ruling. And if you feel what I'm saying, then put your hands up. Since we all here, there's a plan before the end come. Prepare your feeling, doing harvest, it will yield some. It's God I feel when my body chilling, goosebumps. Wrapped like tears with my eyes next to two onions, flowing nonstop. Please tell them what you want from them. If you ask, you will receive it, you ain't saying nothing. Drop the beat so they can hear what I'm saying to them. I said drop the beat so they can hear what I'm saying to them. It's you. You he chose, so you can arise like he arose. If you happen to slip, fall or stumble, he'll be there to get you out of trouble. God will walk with you on that road, and when you need help, he will send you an angel to watch over you and your family. Now I know by now, all of us should know that this is a
certified hit.
Brought to you by Prodigal Son, sponsored by G-O-D, Jehovah God, our Father, the Father of Jesus Christ, and those who died for our sins.
Well, that was Prodigal Son with his song, Angel. And like he said, it is a certified hit. Now, we're waiting on him to call in. I just touched base with him. And I'm looking forward to you hearing this awesome man of God talking about what God is doing in his life. We want you to remember to call in at 347-826-9424. And this is My Gospel Soul. And today, like I said, we got Prodigal Son coming to us. We also want to get ready for my co-host. She'll be calling in momentarily. We have some awesome shows coming. We have Dr. Imbach coming next week on the 8th. He's going to be talking about diabetes. So he says, call in, ask whatever you would like to ask. We had Deborah Wilson on Monday. Please excuse me. My voice kind of went out for a moment there. We had Deborah Wilson on, and she's going to be on the 12th. So you want to tune in for that. Those that tuned in to the show where we had Deborah Wilson, you know we had an awesome time in the Lord. So you want to tune in. You also want to make sure that you tune in on the 6th. We got L.A. Will, LaWill, coming live straight from Louisiana. So he's going to be on the airwaves with us. So call in, request his music as well. Now, Prodigal Son, he has a list of songs that we have put in rotation. So if you are a fan of Prodigal Son, we want to make sure that's Demetric Walker. We want to make sure that you call in and that you request his music, that you put it in rotation, because indeed we do have people that are listening all the way from Tennessee, all the way from South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way from New Zealand. We have people all around the world that's tuning in to My Gospel Soul. And we want to make sure that you, as listeners, that you call in and you request what you would like to hear. Prodigal Son is a gospel lyricist, and his ministry is covered in the blood, and he's created in his image. Now, if you go on our website at www.webstarts.com/ My Gospel Soul, you'll see more information on him after the airing of this show. If you missed this show, you can catch it in our archives. You just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Janice Jackson. That's J-E-N-N-I-C-E. J-A-C-K-S-O-N. That's a capitalized J. It'll take you right to my show page, and you'll be able to hear this show in the archives. So don't think that you missed anything. If you're seeing, I know it's Saturday. We don't normally have shows on Saturdays, but today I made an exception for this awesome man of God. Now, I saw him in a gospel talent search, and when he took to the stage, when I tell you that the lyrics that God has placed in his spirit are anointed, I'm telling you the truth, because it'll touch your heart, it'll touch your spirit, but you have to keep your mind open. We do have those people that are what we call old school and can't get ready for gospel rap, but I'm telling you, whether you can get ready for it or not, it is here. You know, so embrace it, love it, because they're talking and they're serving the same God that you serve. Again, we are interviewing today Prodigal Son, and we're waiting for him to call in. But while we wait, we want to let you know, too, that we have some awesome show topics coming. We have one that's called My In-Laws Are All in My Business. We definitely want you to tune in for that show. Tell us how you made it through the time where your in-laws were constantly all up in your business. And I can talk about that as well. So we indeed want you to call in. We got some nuggets of wisdom that will be coming to you by my co-host, Lady V. Lady V, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm on the air, Lady J. How you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing fine. We're just in our little wait period waiting for Prodigal Son to give us a call, and we'll be interviewing him later on in the show. But I was letting them know we're going to be talking about a topic later on this week, well, in the next week, called My In-Laws Are All in My Business. So what do you think about that, Lady V, that topic?
Oh, I like that topic, because we have a lot of that going on right now.
Yes, and nobody has an outlet to talk about it, because they feel like I'll offend them, my husband or my wife, or I'll offend my mother-in-law. But the bottom line is, what does the Word of God say about it, Lady V? Don't it say to leave thy father and mother and cleave to the wife?
That's right. That's right. Leave thy mother and thy father and cleave to thy wife.
I heard a preacher say before, he said he called it leave and cleave. Leave and cleave. When he said it like that, I say that's straight to the point. I'm going to have to use that. Leave and cleave. You know, and sometimes you'll work out issues in marriages real easy if they just leave and cleave. You'll go through the mama's boy situation. Oh, my mama is this and my mama is that. But, you know, oh, my gospel, so we real, ain't we, Lady V?
Yes, we are, amen.
We real about certain issues, and when it comes down to marriage, the only people that got to say so in the marriage is the husband and the wife. We don't play that here at My Gospel Soul. Mama, she may have her isms and schisms about who her daughter or son is with. But the bottom line is, if you're a woman of God, a man of God, the Word of God says that the daughter is supposed to leave and cleave. The son is supposed to leave and cleave. So that's what we support here on My Gospel Soul, the true unadulterated Word. So, again, we want to extend a welcome to join us for our talk show. Today, we're going to be talking to Prodigal Son. The number is 347-826-9424. And this next song you're hearing by Prodigal Son is called I Worship God.
I'm doing this for God. I worship God.
Give me some
peace. It's worthy to be praised, Lord. I praise
you.
I worship God.
Your name.
And I'm just gonna give him praise for everything that he done. Every day I wake up and I see the sun. I look toward the hills which come at my help. I gotta do that, why should I do something else? I'ma train myself to do what I gotta before I go to sleep, and when I wake, I give thanks to my father for my daughters and sons. Thanks for the battles I fought and I won. Thanks for the ones I fought and I lost, cause I still learn from them, just the hard way was taught. Thanks for finding me when I was lost. Thanks for talking to me when I couldn't hear you out. Now I'm in your house, praising your name, showing my light cause you didn't die in vain. You swallowed your pride cause you came with a purpose, so I'm bowing my knees cause you worthy of worship. I worship, I worship God, cause he is worthy to be praised. Lord, I praise you. I worship God,
you'll never be
safe. Just gonna give him praise.
So my hands I'll raise to my last dying days. I ain't scared to say, Lord, in you I got all my faith. And if I ever find myself doubting, I remember with a mustard seed I can move a mountain. I can never go thirsty, I drink from your fountain. It's overflowing. Do you know him? Do you know where you're going? No one do, but this one true. Who gon' ride with God forever? Through any weather, face any devil, make it past every level before that dirt hit the shovel. I'ma bring God a rebel. I know he'll change his life for the better. Look, I'm just trying to prove myself. I ain't in this for the jewels and wealth. He died for me when them nails hit his hand. Jesus came to earth and he took death like a man.
I worship God, cause he is worthy to be praised. Lord, I praise you. I
Lord, your word say train the child.
Worship God,
the way that he may go.
And I'm just gonna give him praise.
Third verse, break the curse. Mothers teach your daughters, they don't know what they worth. Fathers teach your sons to get their house in order first, before when you leave the earth, the next generation be worse. Look, we all gotta see a hurt for our earn, cause at the end of life, that's what you earn. Bless what you wanna be, save what you wanna be. God is the one you wanna see and live with for eternity. You don't wanna be in hell eternally, so turn the cheek, seek his face, contemplate consequences before you make mistakes. Common sense and situations you face, cause as long as you living, problems coming every day. Hey, that's life, all part of it, but keep God first and keep him in your heart, he loves you.
I worship God,
and all I can do is worship,
cause he is worthy to be praised. Lord, I praise you.
You never do nothing else, you've done enough.
Worship God.
And I'm spread your word across many nations, many lands.
Just gonna give him praise.
You are the one who was there for me when no one was.
No one was.
You were there through every nightmare.
I got my song playing on here.
You calmed the winds and the rain, and you made them behave. You made peace be still, all for my sake. So with my faith, prove I'm worthy. Amen. Amen.
The reason I love that song is because it's the truth. I worship God. I don't worship man. See, I was in a place. I was in a place where man had trampled over me so many times. But then God came in and lifted me up out of the muck and the mire, amen, and placed my feet on a solid foundation. But I want to let you know that we have Prodigal Son on the line. Prodigal.
Yeah. How you doing? Hey, Denise.
And I want you to meet my co-host. That's Lady V. Lady V, this is Prodigal Son.
Hello, how you
Hello,
doing?
Hello. How are you doing, Prodigal Son?
I'm doing very well, very well. Blessed to be here, I promise.
Yeah. Well, we've been jamming to your music all week, you know, and we've been playing it all week, you know, but I'm a big fan. Ever since I first heard you in the gospel talent church, you know, I was a fan immediately. So this is your time to tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, as y'all heard, the name is Prodigal Son. And just like the story of the Prodigal Son, you know, I can't lie, you know, I've had my, you know, good days, my bad days, you know, I thought I wanted to live this life, and, you know, little did I know, you know, God will, and in due time, God will show me he wanted me to live another life, and I had to make, you know, a decision, a choice. So, you know, just through prayer, you know, through the prayer of my parents and my grandmother and my mother and them, and also, you know, just through my faith and trying to just hold on to God, I was able to make the transition to come back to him, because we all from him from the beginning. So, you know, I'm back for him. You know, I was rapping for the world at first, but now I'm rapping for God and just trying to live for him at my fullest and my best. You know, so, you know, the name Prodigal Son, I feel, was, you know, an honest name, because I try to be honest with the people, whether it's in my music or whether it's just on everyday life, because, I mean, you know, you can't live a lie. And that's the thing about a lot of these rappers out right now and a lot of, you know, just people out, period. You know, they living a lie. And it's like, we got to be truthful, you know. You know, we want people to experience who we are, you know. So I just try to bring the truth. I gave them, you know, the real name that I am, and my music is going to be the definition of me, you know.
You know, I feel you on that, because a lot of times we get so caught up in the music and how people are into us and then we forget the whole point of what we started. Now, I also like in the song we just played, I like how you said mothers teach your daughters, fathers teach your sons, and how, so the next generation, you know, can come out on top. But I want you to talk about that. I want you to explain why you felt it was significant to put that in your song.
Well, because, first with the mothers teach your daughters, I mean, that's the most important one to me, honestly, because, I mean, I feel, you know, there's a lot of ladies going around here and in these rap videos and just in the world period, there's a lot of disrespect going to our women, you know, and the guys who doing it, you know, it's like, okay, this entertainment, this is this and that, but what if someone did this to your mother, man? Would you feel the same way? Would you be like, okay, this is entertainment, and they just call my mama this name or treated her like this, you know? So it's like, well, mothers teach your daughter to respect themselves. If you teach your child this, then when they come up, you don't have to worry about them going out here and letting another man, you know, talk to them bad or call them different names. No, they would have to respect them just because you taught them to respect themselves, first off. And then the fathers teach your sons. Wow, because it's like, you know, so many fathers out here right now, you know, I commend, first off, the fathers who are there for their sons and who's trying to raise their child. But it's so many who are willing, who just leaving, you know, leaving behind. A mother can't raise a man, honestly. You know, she can raise a child, but a woman cannot raise a man to be a man because she's never been one before. So it needs a father to be there to raise his son, to teach his son. Man, you got to provide for your family. You have to be there, you know, which is the father. My father is God because he was the one there for me, and it was so important for me to say that because my father wasn't there for me. So I know the struggles that a son can go through without his father there, with his mother trying to survive and struggle on her own. So, you know, as fathers, teach your sons, you know, be there for them, because it's a generational curse that you set upon them. Somebody got to break it, whether it's you or whether it's your father or whether it's your son. Someone got to break it in order for your family to prosper. So
yeah.
I just had to let them know, you know, honestly.
And that's so real, because, like you say, you leaving these families. You start a family here, you leave it. You go over here and start another, and you leave it. You go over here and start another, and then leave it. But who, like you said, who's taking responsibility for this curse? See, and nobody is thinking about the consequence of their actions, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also played Angel. Can you give us some insight on Angel?
Oh, Angel, man. Just like the song said, honestly, when I first heard that song, you know, the spirit spoke to me, because I don't write any songs, so everything, you know, I say, I try to let it, you know, just like the Bible was inspired by God. He spoke to a man, and the man wrote it. You know, I try to let God speak to me, and I say whatever he say, you know, whether it sound right to me or whatever. But when I heard that song, he let me know, hey, this is going to be a good song right here, because I'm going to tell you everything to put in this song and everything to say in this song, as well as he's done with all the other ones. But that one is just touching me, because it's just like, man, you know, first, what he said to me in it, you know, that I got an angel that's protecting me, that he's making sure that I'm watched over and protected just as well as everyone else, you know. We all got angels, you know. We all no one is forgotten in God's eyes, you know. No one is left behind. He's there. He's concerned about every one of us equally. No one is more important than the next person. As of in this world, you would think this person is important because of their financial status or whatever. But in God's eyes, none of that matters. We all his children, so we all equally important, you know. Just like, you know, he'll come to rescue for this person, he'll come to rescue for you. You know, if you seen him do it for someone else, he'll do it for you. So Angel was just a song to just, you know, let people know, man, hey, we are protected. You know, no weapon formed against us will prosper, man. You know?
Yeah. You know, I like No Weapon, too. I play that almost every day. But I'm going to let that play in a little while. But before we let that play, let us know, I mean, every time somebody talks to me and I tell them, you know, well, I come from Atlanta, Texas, but I tell them, you know, I was raised in South Park. You know, something good came out the hood. Tell us where you're from. Let us know where you're from.
Well, honestly, I'm from Third Ward, Houston, Texas. And if anyone know about Houston, Texas, if anyone knows about Third Ward, then you know, that is the definition of the hood, you know, the projects. Honestly, it's not no sugarcoating. I can't lie to you, you know, I'm from right there, you know, from, you know, when we went days without eating and, you know, when, you know, honestly, I was the type of child when I was growing up, I didn't understand it. You know, my first off, like I say, my father wasn't there. And then, you know, we were struggling so bad, you know, we in the hood and it was so hard for my mother. I can see, you know, I just experienced a pain with her because I love my mother so much, you know, and it was just like, you know, I was the type like, man, if it's a God, then why are we going through life like this, you know? And you know, it was a question, you know. God didn't say we couldn't question. He said, you know, you're asking, he'll give an answer for us. So, you know, I just wanted to know why, you know. But now I look back and I see everything that I went through in that hood, you know, everything I went through, it made me who I am today. I can take care of my family in dire times if times get hard or if, you know, it seemed like, you know, compared to the way I used to live, right now I'm living luxury because it's just like, you know, I'm not going one day without. And I know it's only because of my relationship with God and only because, you know, his mercy and his great, you know, his great ability to provide for us, you know. So
yeah.
I just, you know, thank him for everything. I thank him for that past, even though back then when I was going through it, you know, I was like, you know, it's all, you know, tough times, but now I'm directly from the hood, and that's why mainly I make my music so truthfully and so just, you know, I try to be me because that's who I am. I'm reaching to those people. That's all those same people who were born where I'm born, you know, who came up, coming up in the hood right now, who experiencing the trials of gang violence and, you know, want to be a gangster or a thug or whatever, you know, people who think you can't, you know, praise God and still, you know, be yourself, you know, people who think it's, you know, only certain type of people who can praise God, you know, when it's no, you know, anybody can praise God, you know, I mean, it's natural, you should want to, you know, so I just, you know, thank God for those times.
All right, you listen, you're listening to Prodigal Son, Demetric Walker, on My Gospel Soul, and this next song is called No Weapon.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So I fly over the problem like helicopters. Call on God, he's my Doppler. He notifies me of storms and droughts. Boys, I've never lost him. He paid the cost, boy. On the cross, like I got this, watch out, boy. See, I'm a Doppler. You just remember me. When you have the last supper, know who you eat, know who you drink. When them thieves try to steal your life, don't worry, enemies, you never fight. I got every battle, I'm your army. They on some shorts to box for God, he an athlete, and a better one at that. So let them attack, watch you keep the vision intact like contact. That's a fact, no, he could never lie. He the truth, he wouldn't know how if he tried. So believe him when he say he wise, he know their plan. You see, God made man, man didn't make God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe your word, I'm more than a conqueror. When you speak, I won't say a word like hummingbird. Just take heed and follow you, the shepherd. Listen, I can only speak for myself. See, I don't know about y'all, but for me, go all self. Sometimes we tend to walk alone or walk with the crowd instead of walking with Jesus, who can walk with us all. When we feel we can't walk him, we're about to fall. He's there to pick us up, then pack us around. So the next time you're feeling scared and unprepared, just remember what he said. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So believe his word, you're more than a conqueror. When he speaks, you shouldn't say a word like hummingbirds. Just take heed and follow him, the shepherd.
teaches me, gives me knowledge and advice. When I think about my wrongs, he tell me it's all right. He helped me think of songs, songs for the mic, and I like the fact that he's always there when I pray. He hear my prayers. I could not breathe if he ain't give me air. And yeah, I really know he cares. He says the harvest is ripe, the labor's a few, so that means getting the field is work to do, and that means kick it in gear and drive through. Life like it's a new purpose for you. We ain't perfect, just surfing the surface of the earth and all its oceans. We are pearls and the clam mouth is open. These words I never wrote them. God speak them to me and I just quote them, so they can't say I never told them. And I can't say that I'm the coldest. The devil hot like halitosis, but God is strong and heroic. One, you should grow it, and I think you should know this. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we believe your word, we're more than a conqueror. When we speak, you shouldn't say a word like hummingbirds. Just take heed and follow him, the shepherd. Yeah. We're brought to you by Prodigal Son. Talk about Jehovah God.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't know, now you know.
All right, all right. This is, we are talking with Prodigal Son, Demetric Walker. Now, he's a gospel lyricist. Let me tell you something about this man of God. This man of God is truly ministering to our spirits today. And as always, I always let you know that we're going to pray blessings and all kinds of that doors open for him wherever he may go in his lifetime, in his career. Now, Prodigal Son, now, if people want to get in contact with you, we got more interview with you today, but I like to throw out your contact information throughout the show. So tell us how we can get in contact with you.
Well, first you can, you know, if you're the internet type, you know, if you're listening here, then you must be the internet type, you know. But mainly first you can always hit me on Janice Jackson's My Gospel Soul Radio. You know, mm-hmm. But secondly, you can hear me and even chat with me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/TheOneProdigalSon, DA1ProdigalSon. You can send me an email if you would like to, you know, at www.TheOneProdigalSon@Yahoo.com. So, and if it's about a business call or booking or anything, send an email and I'll give you my direct phone number, you know, because, you know, I trust God, so I don't worry about, you know, people playing on my phone or none of that. You know, God will guide me, man. He'll keep me protected and everything from any hurt, harm, or danger. So,
man.
You know, those are the ways to contact me. Please do.
Yeah. We want serious people to call. We want serious people to call because our time is valuable. We are trying to make moves for God, and we don't want anybody playing anything. I have my co-host on the line. And do you have any questions for him, Lady V?
Well, Prodigal Son, I just want to say, as you were speaking and as I was listening as your music, I truly and I do know that God takes our miseries and make it our ministries.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. See, he takes our mess and make it our ministry. And from what I hear, Prodigal Son, all I can see is falling up higher from now on.
Huh.
I see you shooting up to the top. I can hear the anointing that's resting upon your voice due to the turn that you've made for God, for the music that you that God has put in you, a song, and you're deciding to make that full walk before God in your music. So all I can say is that it's all up here from here.
Yeah. And I thank you for that. I receive it as well, you know. You know, a lot of people,
yes.
You know, people are speaking to your life and you don't receive, you got to receive it, you know. So
I receive it.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, Prodigal Son, I want to let the listening audience know as well, we are on iTunes. You can download the show on iTunes. If you want to put a widget on your sites. If you want to, you know, you can go to my site as well, and you can get the widget. You can get it on my show page right here on Blog Talk Radio / Janice Jackson. You can get it from there. You can put it places. You know, I look forward to other interviews with Prodigal Son. He has some things coming up. Let us know the thing. You're not just a rapper. Let us know. See, because God, when God gives gifts now, God gives, and Prodigal Son is probably like me. Like, I can do about 15 billion things. And he's like me. I try to do a little bit in all of them. So tell us some other things that you do.
Well, yeah, it's funny that you say that because, and actually I am like you, man. I try to do a lot because, you know, and, you know, my wife even just told me today, you know, you try to do too much, but it's just like, you know, man, I did so much for this devil out here in this world, all the wrong things I did, you know, which is against heaven, man. I try to do everything I can for God. Any opportunity, I'm going to take it, you know. So, but with that, though, you know, God has, you know, truly, you know, blesses all of us with talent. So, for one, I'm trying to, you know, I'm doing my gospel rap thing, you know. And then, secondly, I'm in a play right now called Fences. So, I'm working on that play. And it's actually, we actually opened up yesterday. And our second show is tonight at 8 o'clock. So, besides that, I just doing the play, the rapping. I'm making beats, you know, trying to keep the production side, you know. And I'm working on a gospel event or whatever, a youth explosion for just youth, trying to reach out to those people, trying to work on doing a Sunday park thing for them, you know, just to get the community involved, trying to get churches to come together, because if you can get the churches to come together, you can get the community to come together, because it's like 6-7 churches on one street. If all them churches come together, then that whole neighborhood right there will be together. So, you know, I'm just doing any and everything God will allow me to do, honestly. So.
All right, now. Well, you know, we want to keep up with Prodigal Son. He's going to get some more information from me. I'll be from time to time upgrading his page on my website to let you know what events he has coming up. This next song I want to play is called Pressing On. So could you tell us a little bit about that song?
Pressing On, man. You know, honestly, I was actually in a car one day, and I was, you know, just going through something, and I just, you know, I got encouraged from God. Just told me, you know, just keep moving forward, you know. You know what I mean? If you just keep moving on faith, then God, you know, God, he said the steps of a good man are ordered by him. So just keep moving. He ordered your steps. So, you know, in my heart, I believe I'm a good man, so I just keep pressing on, keep moving forward. And I'm like, man, press on. Okay, let me tell the listeners that, let me tell the audience that, because to encourage them, you know, to keep pressing on, you know, never give up, never stop, you know, because if you don't try, then you can never go nowhere. But as long as you're trying, as long as you at least attempting, you can do whatever you set your mind to, you know, whatever your heart desires, he said he'll give it to you, so. You know,
okay.
Just keep pressing on.
Just gotta keep pressing on. The next song that you're gonna hear is Pressing On, remixed by Prodigal Son.
Yeah.
I keep pressing on so I don't deal with depression, no. I just get dough like crescent rolls and call God to exterminate the pest control. Man, I don't want no mess with foes. I just want good investments and dress nice clothes. But that's all material, so I take the spiritual flow. I take the spiritual soul. I kick it like this so the kids, they know that it's more to life than driving a road in the brand new Rolls with the suicide doors. Live your life. life bright. So when you go, you can go to the one who knows you most. He knows you better than you know yourself. He know every secret and every strand of hair on your head. So don't stress, just press ahead.
I keep pressing, pressing on. I got no time for stressing on. I keep pressing, pressing on. I'm trying to do right so I don't do wrong. I keep pressing, pressing on. I got no time for stressing on. I keep pressing, pressing on. I'm trying to do right so I don't do wrong.
Keep pressing on like the cleanest. Look to the Lord, help me iron out the wrinkles. Help me, Lord. Help my demeanor, even though I never seen you. I trust you enough to help me shake the demons. I know I ain't the best man, but the best plan is the one you laid out to help us withstand. Yeah. Cause this land been tarnished. We stuck in the free fall, but you are the harness, and I love to be a part of it. Words to live by, wondering why I live life, scared to even much give you a try. But you welcome me with open arms, and now it's time for me to do my part and keep pressing on.
Sitting in the sermon, crying in between rows of metal chairs with my head low. Whispers in my ear, let the devil go, get blessings. Head up, stop stressing. Stand up, start pressing. Peace be still, let your work show the face of Christ without a price tag. The love that God has, the devil can't price that. I'll offer a greater offer, the kingdom he will never have. Focus on your road to heaven and never turn back. The light is ahead and the journey gets harder. With your eyes on the Father, you should never fall. To leave your heart at the altar, you should never want to stop pressing on. I keep pressing, pressing on. I got no time for stressing on. I keep pressing, pressing on. I'm trying to do right so I don't do wrong. I keep pressing, pressing on. I got no time for stressing on. I keep pressing, pressing on. I'm trying to do right so I don't do wrong.
I keep pressing, pressing on. Handle my business professional. Even though I'm hated by most, like vegetables, I know that my cross I gotta bear. So I just think of it as my share in a firm investment. Can't turn when the tests get hard. I know God won't charge more on my card than I can afford. Live by the sword, you die by the hands of the swordsman. Man, I'm fortunate that I don't have to stress over an audience. I'm delivered every step cause they ordered, and I don't have to dial just to call on him. I made a vow, never walk away from God again. Talk like this so they can see the God in him. My heavenly Father, my guardian. I look for you when I see my reflection. So you never see me stressing about when the checks come in or when I'm checking in. I think of every breath as a blessing, and that perplexes them. But until I'm resting with the rest of them, all my next of kin and all my best of friends, I keep pressing on.
All right, that was Pressing On by Prodigal Son. And we want to also ask Prodigal Son to keep in contact with My Gospel Soul, you know, send us some keep sending us information, keep updating us on what you're doing, all right?
All right.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to actually give a shout out to those two guys I had on that song with me. Actually, tenfold and sevenfold. So those two guys, man, are some awesome artists, man, who, you know, truly doing this for God. And, you know, you will be hearing things from them, too, in the future, you know, in the upcoming events. And you know, I just want to thank those guys for being on it with me. Also, my guy, KG, you know. So, you know, I just want to just thank all those who, you know, just helped me, you know, along the way. Thank you, Miss Jackson, you know, for just the opportunity, you know, and I will, you know, keep in contact with you guys anytime. You know, I just up and call, honestly, because, you know, I feel like family, you know.
That's right.
Every time we call, it's just normal conversation. It's cool. So, hey, you know, I'm just, calling, check in, just to see how y'all doing, man, you know.
Right, that's right. And, you know, and we look forward to that. We actually invite you to do that so that we can keep up with you, because I know that even when the show is in the archives, people call, people email me, they chat with me, and they ask about different people that come on the show. So even though they didn't call in or they didn't catch the show live, they still inquire about the people that are on the show. So we want to make sure that we keep, even on my website, that we keep your information updated as well. And so that, you know, when you get ready for your new project or anything else that you have coming out, let me know. Let me know, and because this is a place where we're going to promote you, and we're going to do all that we can for you as far as your career and everything is concerned.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, is that cool? Is that cool with you?
Yeah, it's wonderful, man. You know, again, I just thank you again, you know, and thanks to everyone who's listening, you know. Thanks to, you know, God, you know, for even making this possible, you know, allowing me to see this day so that I can, you know, be able to experience this, you know, honestly. And if anyone, you know, want a CD or like what they heard, you know, like I say, want to book me or get a CD or anything, just send me an email, you know. I'll contact you back.
What's that email again?
And the email again is the one, D-A, the number one, prodigal son, PRODIGALSON, all one word, @yahoo.com. Just send me an email. I promise I'll get back with you.
All right. Well, we have enjoyed you today, prodigal son. We thank you for calling in and being our special guest on this special Saturday, because we don't usually broadcast on Saturday, but I just couldn't pass up an interview with you. You know, because there's some young men out there that need to know that you can rap for the Lord. You can give your all to God. Just like you said, you gave your all when you was in the streets. Now you're going to give your all while you're on the Lord's side. So, you know, that's going to be an encouraging thing. And keep up with me. Like I say, keep up with me. Let people know that they can email me with their information as well, and we'll see what we can do about getting them on the show as well, as long as they're doing something for God and something to show other young people that you can make a difference, and then, you know, while you're serving God, you know. So we thank you. We love you, and you have some fans here. Lady V, you want to say something to the prodigal before we let him go?
Yes, prodigal. So I just want to say I love you, brother. And remember that only what you do for God will last.
Yeah, thank y'all, man. I love you all, too. You know, hey, just keep me in your prayers. I keep y'all in mind. We pray for each other, you know. We family, so family that prays together will stay together. So, you know, I pray that we, you know, stay together and the relationship continue.
All right, prodigal. And thank you, and we appreciate you, and we send out mad love to you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Again, you're listening to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson and my co-host, Lady V. Today we have interviewed Prodigal Son, and if you are listening to this show in the archives, we hope that you are enjoying yourself. For more information on Prodigal Son, how you can get in contact with him, go to my website at www.webstarts.com/My Gospel Soul. Check out some of our artists that we have coming up, some of our guests we have coming up, and I'm telling you, you will enjoy yourself. Lady V, now we're looking at you for the nugget of the day. What do you have for us?
Yes, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, Proverbs 3:5.
All right. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. See, I love that, and I want you to know that C.D. Monroe said that he thanked you for your counsel on yesterday. He said it really blessed his soul.
Praise God.
We got a friend in C.D. He's on the air right now on his own show. We couldn't get him on the line, but he is truly here with us. He sent a shout-out. We want to send a shout-out to him. And so when he checks it out in the archives, he know that we send him out mad love from My Gospel Soul. also want you to know that next week we have coming to the show Lil Will. I want to call him Lil Will, but it's not Lil Will. It's Lil Will, L.A. Will, Louisiana. Yeah, Lil Will. And he, when I tell you this, he really ministers through his music, and he tells the truth. He does not he don't play around or jump around or sugarcoat or just give you some good tune to listen to. He tells you the straight up truth about who he was and who he is now and how much he loves the Lord. So we look forward to Lil Will. On Friday, next Friday, we have Dr. Emba. He's going to be talking to us about diabetes. So we want you to call in. We want you to ask your questions. That is going to be a serious show. So we don't want people to call in that don't have a serious question. Lady V, explain how serious it is that people call in and have a very serious question, not play around with it.
Well, because My Gospel Soul is a serious radio station, and we're looking for serious callers to call in because we're dealing with real-life issues. So let's get real today.
Amen. Amen. And then we also want to give glory and honor to God because God is truly the author and finisher of our faith. So we want to make sure that people out there know that we serve God. Just like Prodigal Son song says, I worship God. And that's the bottom line. You know, we also want to let you know that we are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are everywhere. We are on MySpace. We are everywhere. If you want me to know more about you, you could become my friend at myspace.com/ Heal the Land Crusades. Here, that's Heal the Land Crusade. If you go there and check me out, become my friend, you know, so I can see what you are doing. I can hear your music, you know, and God will tell me, you know, if that's the one that I need to put on the show. So I want you to go there. I want you to check out. I want you to become a friend so I can go and I can check you out and see what you are all about. You know, I have checked out some awesome artists. And I am looking forward to having them on my show. So don't pass up an opportunity to promote yourself. If it's someone in your neighborhood that you feel is an unsung hero, you know, what else are we looking for, Lady V?
Say that again, Lady J.
What other artists are we, what other type of people are we looking for to interview, to give an opportunity to promote themselves on the show? What other people are we looking for?
Well, we're looking for doctors. We're looking for doctors. We're looking for serious Christian artists. We're looking for anyone that's serious about what they do for the Lord or serious of what they're doing in their community. They can get in contact with Pastor Jackson, My Gospel Soul, and just give her a call, and she will get back with you.
All right, all right. And you are listening. You are listening to My Gospel Soul. We also want you to know that you can feel free to call in to one of our live shows. If you want to take this number down, 347-826-9424. We also have a chat room available if you are at work and you can't listen to the show live. I'll open up my chat room every time I come on the air. I'll open up the chat room so that you can chat back and forth with me. You know, and we also want you to know that to look for some outstanding things coming from My Gospel Soul. Lady V, she has her own ministry, you know, and she's going to be, if you go on My Gospel Soul website, that's webstarts.com/My Gospel Soul, you'll see a write-up on her as well. And she helps the homeless. What else do you do, Lady V?
Oh, my God. Help the homeless. We talk with young men, young youth. We also reach out to women of abuse, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse. We also clothe the homeless as well.
All right. And we can't do nothing but give God the glory and honor and praise for that, because not everybody has a mind to help the homeless. Not everybody wants to get close to the homeless. You know, and it's like my pastor said, which is Pastor Ricky Guidry of New Covenant Fellowship Church. And if you are in Houston, Texas, that's at 4513 Teton Street, Houston, Texas, 77051. We have service at 11:30 a.m. Sunday morning. So you need to stop in and see what we are doing. We got some awesome things coming up there as well. But it's like he always said, you can't be scared to hug somebody. You can't be turning your nose up at folks talking about they stink and all of these different things. You got to be ready to show the love of God at all times, because you never know who you are entertaining. So we just give God the glory and honor and praise for the show on today. And we want you to remember to stay true to your gospel soul. You have heard Lady V and Janice Jackson on My Gospel Soul.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul bring in the news to your ears? This is the place for you.
Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul. The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power.
Bring in the news to your ears.
Your Talk Radio. Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul bring in the news to your ears? This is the place for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul. The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power.
Bring in the news to your ears.
Your opinion matters. My gospel song. Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your God.